Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity. This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, bigger than Oprah. Yes, that lady who interviewed the royal family, Meghan Markle. And
the former
Prince,
royal family.
Right, the former royals, right. George Brett. We are bigger than
bad
her.
Joke. Bad
it's
joke.
Terrible joke.
Bad joke.
Buddy Biancalana. Worst joke. But we're bigger than her. Okay, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Mike, I got a funny story that you have a funny story. My funny story is I asked Colin Cowherd to come on this podcast, and he said he was too busy. he's too booked. The dude has 8 writers. He somehow negotiated a daily scalp massage into his contract at Fox, and he's too busy to come on my podcast. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah, and he reminded me that he had his own podcast network. I didn't ask you about your podcast network. I asked you if you wanted to come on my podcast network.
He could have snowballed this into a, hey, yeah, I'll come on. And then maybe you and Dan come on. My, and now we've got this big crossover event. And instead, he's like, no, I'm too busy. I'm too busy with my burger joint.
Oh, my God, man. It's too, I could not believe like the response I got. My jaw was left hanging open. Hey, I'm actually too booked. Get out of here. Dude, you're windsurfing getting a scalp massage. Like, what are you talking about? What's your funny story before we get to our guest? We're going to have Shams on today. Shams Saranya. I think I'm saying that right.
I hope you are.
Listen, when I was at ESPN, I said Woj was the best in the business, but I'm no longer there now, so Shams is now the best in the business. He's going to be our new guy, our new NBA guy. We're going to come up, instead of a Woj bomb, we have to come up with a name for when he tweets out NBA news. We'll figure it out along the way here. But what's your funny story quickly before we get to Shams?
Obviously, this guy's 26, and he's already just breaking news all over the place.
Yes.
So I'm working at ESPN, and I get a text from my cousin who's in Tampa, and he goes, hey, I've got breaking news for you. Okay, what is it? Chip Kelly is right now having dinner with the owner of the Bucks at this restaurant I'm at. The Bucks are gonna sign Chip Kelly. Right. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, here's what I'm gonna do. I text Adam Schefter. Hey, Adam, Mike over in radio. I booked you a bunch of times. You know who I am. You're welcome. I've got this breaking news for you. Chip Kelly is gonna sign with the Bucks. He goes, no, he's not. And I go, no, my cousin is there and he sees him. He goes, yeah, well, he's in Philadelphia right now, just about to sign. An hour later, he breaks Chip Kelly is signing with the Bucks. And I'm like, all right, my reporting career is over. I'm not doing. So this guy is 26 and doing this. I tried it once at 30 and it just fucking bombed.
Okay. And he's been doing it since he was 17 or 18 years old. I mean, he's a prodigy. He really is. He's unbelievable. And by the way, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Schefter was right. You said Schefter reported that he went to the Bucks. He actually went to the Eagles. So Schefter was right.
Yes. Schefter comes out and goes, yeah, he's going to the Eagles. Sorry.
Yes. But we will discuss with Shams the time that Schefter missed out on NFL news because he was on the phone taking calls with us. I mean, basketball calls, nonetheless. Before we bring Shams on, quick game of athletes or entertainers who connote a sham. How about that?
I feel like you have one.
God sham God.
There it is.
Yes.
I feel you win.
I got some more. Hold on. Randall Chambly. I think that's his name. The golf guy. What's his name? Can you look it up? Look it up. Chambly.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Ooh, wow. That is a good one.
Pulled that one out.
Bryson DeChambeau. I said earlier this week on the show, if I had the same last name, they'd call me Bryson DeScambo. But I guess Sham is the same thing. How about, let's see, how about Brian Cardinal?
Okay.
Cards. Credit card scheme. I mean, come on. Stretch. Bit of a reach there.
Real reach there.
All right. How about Henry Winkler, who once played Arthur Fonzarelli? A Fonzi scheme.
A Fonzi scheme.
How about that? Yes. Yes. I win.
This is the biggest stretch you've ever done for this game.
Other people in sports who can own a sham.
Chris Chambliss.
Chris Chambliss is amazing. Wow, I am so jealous. So we got Chris Chambliss and then, of course, Stugatz. Stubonity!
Biggest sham.
Let's get to Sham Charania. You can check him out at The Athletic, the stadium, on Twitter, at shamcharania.com. He'll spell that for you when he comes on. Let's get to Shams right now. Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Stugatz, I'm a big fan. Obviously, my editor, actually, I don't know if you know him, Sergio Gonzalez. He's actually from South Florida, so he's definitely a big fan. So,
thank you, man. Listen, I have never felt older than I do right now staring at you, okay? Seriously, dude.
I'm an old soul, bro. I'm an old soul.
Yeah, but
we're going to find out.
You're an old soul, but you're a young man, Shams. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, so we were talking about real quickly, and thanks for doing this, man, because I know you don't do a lot of this. Like, our crew was so thrilled that you were coming on, you know, so we appreciate you doing this.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. I don't do much, and honestly, I rely on, like, people that I, like, work for, I guess, at Athletic and Stadium to kind of help me pick and choose what to do, what not to do. And I lobbed this to my guy Sergio, and he's like, "No, you got to do this one for sure." So,
okay. Hey, Mikey, get Sergio on the pod, okay? He's my man. Tell Sergio, thank you, dude.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys.
So, and I know you're busy, so we'll try to get you out of here quickly. We were talking about, you know, Woj has Woj Bomb, and we were thinking you need to have a name, and I think I have the name for you. Tell me how you feel about Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk. Listen, I'll take whatever. If that's what you guys want, I'm good with it.
Should it be a Sham Dunk or a Slam Dunk? I can't figure it out, you know?
Honestly, I like both. Another one I've seen online is like Sham Wow. I'm not totally opposed, you know. I let the fans decide, you know. If anything, it just shows fan engagement. You know, nowadays, right, you can kind of interact with fans, so it's awesome.
All right, so if we put this on a poll, wait, what was the one you had, Sham Wow?
Someone said Shams Wow or Sham Wow or something like that. I haven't heard yours yet. Those are definitely different extremes, but we'll take it.
I'll definitely take it. It started with Grand Slam, and then I realized you're a basketball guy, and it went to Slam Dunk. Okay,
I'm not
go
opposed
back,
to
go
it.
Back old school video games. NBA Slam.
NBA right, Slam so- Dunk. I'm not opposed.
All right, so we're going to put these on the poll, and we're going to let the audience decide if that's okay.
All right, that's fine with me.
All right, man. I'm wondering, Shams, like, you're great at this, and we're thrilled to have you on, but I'm wondering, when did you know, because you're a young man, when did you know you wanted to do this for a living?
So I knew when I got cut playing basketball early in high school, like, and you know, if I was going to stay around the game and stay around basketball, I had a big passion for the NBA, even more so than college and high school basketball. Like, my passion was the NBA. And so I always felt like if I could combine my passion for basketball into something else, whether it was writing or telling the behind the scenes stories or being an agent or being a front office person. Like, I always wanted to do that. And so junior year, I remember I wrote a paper, and my English teacher at the time told me, you know, you're a really good writer. Why haven't you thought about doing a school newspaper? And I gave it some thought, and I'm like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, why not try to be a sports writer, a sports editor, at least give it a shot, and combine my passions for basketball and the NBA with writing. And so I started writing for my school newspaper as a junior, wrote for RealGM.com around that same time, Chicago Now, which was a subsidiary of the Chicago Tribune. So I was writing a lot about the Bulls, writing a lot of analytical analysis type stories around players around the league. And I think it just, it's like a gradual progression, right? And people might want to see the end journey or think that what I'm doing right now is just happened overnight, but it never does. Like, I've been doing this. I'm 26 now. I've been doing this for 9 years. I'm about to turn 27 actually soon. So it's about 10 years. I feel probably in my 30s, late 30s, given back, you know, my basketball years. But I feel like I'm learning every single day. And but I really think it started probably junior year of high school.
That's pretty amazing. So how did it turn into reporting? How did it turn into, was it through relationships? How did it turn from writing into, hey, I'm going to be one of the best reporters out there?
I think it definitely was relationships, right? And it was a lot of cold calls, a lot of cold texts. Like, the amount of emails and cold calls and cold texts I was sending as, you know, my junior year and senior year to people that I didn't know, they should definitely not have known me at that point. But it was whatever type of context I could find online and on Google and word of mouth and things like that. And so I was just randomly, you know, cold calling, cold texting people. And it just goes to show to me how nice some of the people in the industry are, as long as you show yourself to be genuine and professional. I doubt anyone at the time knew I was 17, 18 years old, but you know, that's not the question that people ask usually when you have a conversation with them, like just out in the street. The first question usually isn't, how old are you? Like, I think that comes through relationship and as time goes on. So I always tried to portray myself and show myself to be a mature person. And hopefully that opened the door for relationships.
Is there a relationship you have where you finally revealed how old you actually were? And they were like, get the fuck out of here, Shams. Like, come on, man.
Apart from today.
Right, exactly.
It happens even to this day. But like, again, I take it in stride, because to me, I feel like I'm way older than I am. Like, I still feel like I think I'm old soul, period. But it definitely was funny the first few interactions when people would find out how old I am, and they honestly didn't believe it. And you know, and there was some feedback even at the time, like, why are you even doing this? Like, why aren't you out partying? Why aren't you out spending time with friends? Why aren't you out, you know, not working, right? Like, because that's not what the perception is of someone who's 17, 18 going into college. But once I figured out in my mind what I wanted to do, what I wanted to set my mindset on and my goal on, it was just continuing setting accomplishments, setting goals for yourself, and just continuing to eclipse them.
Oh, I'm so fucking happy Colin said no.
Shams, forget about college, because the 20s, I maintain the 4 years after college are better than the 4 years in college. You're missing out on that too. I mean, listen, you're doing great professionally, but you should be out getting hammered right now, man.
No, man, I'm good.
How competitive, as you've gotten into it here and you continue to progress your career, how competitive is the breaking news game, the reporting game?
I think, you know, for me, it's always been with myself, though. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been someone who's just got blinders on in a lot of ways. And just if you focus on, obviously, you have to see what else is going on in the marketplace, especially now, because there's so many ways, avenues of information. It's not even just the quote unquote insiders that could be breaking stories. It's like you have random people on Twitter now who could have access to or random people on Instagram who could have access to different parts of information. Or you'll see sometimes a fan will post a picture of a player who might be meeting with a team. Like, there's so many different ways where information is shared now. And so for my job is again, if I'm going to be posting something, it is 100%. And that's the job and the mandate that I feel like I have for my audience and my fan base. So I think the competitiveness now is just about focusing on what I can do. And like, at the end of the day, if I focus on my work, it just speaks for itself.
I'm so happy I'm not in the fucking herd.
It's funny where, you know, all the different avenues the news could come in from, and you can't reject any of it. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Levitard and I were doing our show one day, and some bouncer calls up, like, from Miami, a bar down in Miami, and he calls in to tell us to report, Shams, that Shaq is going to be traded from the Heat to the Phoenix Suns. Dan and I laughed him off the phone, and then spent 30 minutes mocking the guy afterwards, and then 31 minutes later, Shaq was traded from the Heat to the Suns. So it's like, wow. You never know.
I'm telling you. And I learned that early too, is that you just never know. And that goes with relationships as well. It's like, you right. never know, you know, who could have access to this, or who could ultimately at one day be this. And that just, I think it just encapsulates just humanity, right? And if you treat everyone the same and you treat everyone with respect and dignity and class, like, you just, you never know what could happen, not only for yourself or for that other person. So I think that's the story that you just gave there, I think, is like a pretty much encapsulates like my mindset on a daily basis. Like, you can get it from the usher, you can get it from the security guard, you can get it from whoever, really.
Where's the strangest place you ever got a tip from? Whether or not you ran
he
with
can't
it
give his sources, man.
But like, where, like, he doesn't have to say who, but like, you know, a hostess at a restaurant was like, hey, I saw these two meeting. And
I don't know if I can. I can tell you where I mean, I've been at odd places and I've gotten tips on things. Like, I'd be at a bar or a restaurant or whatever, you know, in Vegas, you know, during summer league. Sometimes you'll go out at different points and you might be at a spot and you'll get a call, and so just leave. It's like loud as shit, and you just walk away and you're on your phone. But it's usually from a source, you know, from someone that's calling you to give you information. It's you know, I'll probably like security guard type people, I would imagine, right. You know, there are moments like that, but, you know, again, my job also in some ways is to provide some level of protection, right? Like, I'm not trying to put players and people at the end of the day, I have a job to do, but there are also still boundaries as far as, you know, some guy, you know, in their personal life. Like, if your personal life is, if it's having an issue with the basketball court, then it becomes a topic, right? Like, if it's an issue with the team, the court, your play, it's a topic. But, you know, some guys, listen, you do kind of do what you want off the floor, and there's not really much judgment on that end that I hopefully my reporting shows that I don't give.
Has this ever happened to you? Adam Schefter was on the air with us taking NBA calls. He's not supposed to be doing that. He's an NFL reporter, but he was taking NBA calls with me and Dan, having a blast, and he missed out on some key NFL news. His bosses, our bosses, were very upset. I am wondering, has Shams ever missed out on NBA news because he was off doing something like taking calls on Levitard? Well, you've never been on our show, but just doing something stupid, you know?
I mean, I've been on like shows and podcasts before, and like, you know, sometimes it's like bang, bang, right? Like, you'll get a text like giving you a piece of news, and you know, you might not look at your phone like in 10 seconds exactly. And that 10 seconds could be the difference, but I don't really view that as a mistake, right? Like, things happen in life. I think I would be a lot more frustrated, like, you know, being in the air, like when I'm traveling, like right. That's usually like the time where I'm most paranoid, because listen, you try to have Wi-Fi on and you try to be on your phones and on text messages and everything like that. But sometimes, again, people want to have that phone conversation with you, and you can't have that sometimes. And that almost happened to me actually during like last year a lot. Like, I'd be traveling, you know, pre-pandemic. And so thankfully, you know, I've been home really for the most part the last year, like most people have been.
Sure. Texted me he was too booked while on a windsurfer in the Pacific Ocean. What's the story throughout your young career here, Shams, that you were most excited to break? The story you were most excited to break?
I would probably say my first one, right, is when Lou Alden got traded from the Bulls to the Cavs in 2014 in January. 2014 of January. So it was the person that kind of gave me that. We had exchanged probably 500, 600 emails to that point in the span of 2 years. I think that just goes to show, again, you know, the importance of relationships and the importance of just staying connected, because it's not just about when you might need someone, but having that year long back and forth and in communication. I think that just shows dividends. And, you know, I could have went either way with that. I think that was the first time probably that brought me some level of credibility. And so that was probably the most fun one. But I think that's probably.
But you made it. You had your credibility. You made it, and all that stuff, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was like a door had opened, right? And it's like,
yeah,
how many more doors can I open, right? Like I feel like,
right.
I feel like it was a movie, right? Like you open a door, and they're like probably 15 more doors. So it's like you just keep this door open, and you know this is kind of where you're at, or do you just keep pushing forward and getting to the next one? So,
Cowherd, it's your loss. We were gonna play call in or call out.
Is there a story you've had where someone, you thought you had it, the big story, but someone beat you to the punch? Like Woj just came in last second and beat you to the punch. Has that happened?
I mean, the story aspect, like that happens, I want to say like weekly, bi-weekly, where it's like, you know, you feel like you're onto something and then it slips away or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it all changes as far as variance, as far as how major it is and how major it isn't. You know, the major ones probably happen, you know, close to the trade deadline. Draft, free agency, that, but you know, on a normal day-to-day basis, like you know, the last month or 2 months as the NBA season has been getting going, I feel like every day there's been something new, and the league definitely keeps you on your toes.
Who the fuck gets a daily scalp massage negotiated into their contract, and how do I get one?
Have you ever talked shit to Woj? Be honest, Shams. Have you ever talked shit? Like you got a story and you just texted him, you talk some shit. Like I need to, please tell me yes.
Okay? Bomb this.
No, definitely no shit talking on my end. I just stay on my, I just stay head down.
But he definitely has shit talked you, no? Like, come on. No?
Has he called you wrong?
Listen, Woj is a friend. I love Woj. Dan and I have a great, we have a new relationship with you. I like you a lot better. But we like Woj. So I'm just like, he doesn't come off as a guy who talks shit, but I know he takes this stuff very seriously, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's someone, you know, you work with, right? So for me, it's there's definitely a love and respect there. So you guys know me. I just stay in my lane. Blinders up.
You know me. I try to get you out of your lane. Okay. That's
what I'm trying to do. By forcefully taking the wheel.
I'm going to give you a few names here. Shams, I don't know how to do this with you because you're a reporter. I'm going to make you take guesses, but I'm going to give you a name and you tell me whether or not you think he's going to be traded by the deadline. And if so, where you think he's going. Is that fair? Is that a fair way of doing it?
If that's what you want to do, I'll answer the best I can.
Okay. Andre Drummond.
I mean, I definitely don't think he'll be in Cleveland. I don't know if he'll get traded. That's the tough part, right? Like, I think eventually, like, if he isn't traded, I would be shocked if he's still on that roster. I assume he's bought out, and then you have to look at teams like Brooklyn, the Lakers, Miami, the Knicks, Toronto potentially. I think the one trade spot that was really in mind was Toronto. But that seems to have fizzled out. And outside of that, I don't know which other destination there could be. I don't know if it is a Miami, right? Miami has a couple of contracts that might make sense. A trade is just very hard. He's making so much money. So it's hard for me to answer straight up. Do I think he's there after the All-Star break or after the trade deadline? After, no,
yeah.
But will he be traded? I'm like 50-50, man. So right. I'm kind of giving might you a half like answer a, right there.
No, but that's fine. Like, listen, you're guessing. We're all guessing. But like, you're thinking buyout, and then maybe he just, you know, he becomes a free agent and goes signs with a team, right?
Yeah, like him finishing the season. I mean, they already banished him away from the team, right?
And
he wants to go have a role somewhere else. So, if he's not moved, I think they would move toward a buyout.
Bradley Beal?
No. He will not
stay in there? Okay. Lonzo Ball?
In theory,
he's playing good. Go either way. He's playing very well.
He's playing really well, and that's the thing. He's a restricted free agent, and that's what makes it so tough, right? Because if you want him, you're gonna have to give up, you know, an asset, maybe a protected first, a first round pick, multiple second round picks, or New Orleans could just take him to restricted free agency, or whichever, you know, like I've reported the Bulls, the Warriors, teams like that, who might like him. They could just wait until restricted free agency. So if you're the Bulls, do you really give up a salary and a protected first round pick? Or do you just wait till restricted free agency? So it's always tough, you know, him, John Collins, guys like that. It's very tough for restricted free agency.
That was the next one for me, Collins, by the way. Yeah.
See, even with him. So that's why, you know, with both guys, my gut says no, but because the asking price, could it happen for sure? My gut says no. It wouldn't surprise me. Both guys are on different teams, though, come off season.
How about LaMarcus Aldridge?
Definitely a good possibility of a move. I, again, he makes so much money that it would have to take the right situation in the right team. But, you know, again, that's a guy that definitely there are contenders that have made calls, and I think the Spurs are listening.
This turned out to be true as 2 hours after this podcast was recorded, the Spurs have announced they have mutually agreed to part ways with LaMarcus Aldridge.
Slam dunk! Sham-a-lang-a-ding-dong. What? God, sham, God! DeMar DeRozan?
My gut says he's not moved, but again, like I reported last week, the Spurs are getting calls on him and they're listening. And he's a guy that for a team like the Lakers or the Clippers or, you know, the Nuggets, I mean, he could be a difference maker.
And then the guy on Orlando, whose name I always botch. In fact, his nationality I botch as well. I call him the Russian, Nikola Vucevic. I don't even know how to say his last name. Yeah, but I know the Heat are looking at him, right? Like, that's a big rumor right now. The Heat are looking at him.
Yeah, I don't think
he's Swedish, by the way.
Yeah, he's Swedish, by the way. Yeah, I was just looking that up. I was going to correct
Russian, Swedish.
No, I called him the Russian once on the show, Shams, and everyone thought I was right. They just assumed he was Russian, and then Mike got around to looking it up, and he was like, hey, Stu, he's from Sweden. I'm like, oh, shit.
I don't think he'll be moved just because, again, the asking price would have to be through the roof. Like, a team that trades for him, you have to give up 2-3 first-round picks for a guy that's averaging 25 and 12 and 4 assists or 3 assists or whatever he's averaging. So my gut says no.
Okay. Anyone else maybe perhaps we're not thinking of that could be a surprise, a guy that could move here before the trading deadline or at the trading deadline?
No, I mean, I think Vucevic and Lowry are definitely like big names, but the thing with both is they're both legacy players, right? So my gut with both kind of leads me to believe that, like, no. But you know, the legacy I know for both players means a lot. I think, you know, the one guy teams and contenders are looking at is PJ Tucker. He's a guy that you know, whether you're looking at Milwaukee, Miami, Denver, the Lakers, I would expect him, you know, to be a guy that's moved around deadline for. Probably, you know, contracts and at least one or two assets.
Does Colin realize I'm a lot more popular than he is?
All right, I'm going to do some quick fun stuff with you and get you out of here because I know you're short on time. So real quick, you're 26 years old, you said? Is that correct, 26 years old?
26 going on 27.
All right, Mike, so that hasn't what year were you born in, Shams? What year is that?
94.
Jesus fucking Christ, Shams. I mean, my God, you have done more with your life in 26 years than I've done in 50, man. Are you kidding me? I'm 47. I'm
trying to follow your lead.
I'm 47. All right. So we're wondering, because you're so young, okay, for you, is it Full House or Fuller House?
Oh, man. I don't want to age myself and not give an answer to either. I think I watched Full House.
Okay.
I think that's the one I watched.
But it could have been Fuller House.
It could have.
Okay.
It all depends. Whichever one's the most recent. Definitely don't hold me to it. I think it was Full House.
Okay. To Fuller, right. To you, is Michael Jordan the owner of the Hornets or that guy playing out the string for the Wizards?
He's definitely the owner of the Hornets for me, for sure. No question. I think he's done a better job as owner of the Hornets. And I think he would probably say the same thing than the Wizards tenure. Right.
For you, is Karate Kid Ralph Macchio or Hilary Swank or Will Smith's kid?
Definitely Will Smith's kid.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, wow. Shams, have you ever watched the original Karate Kid?
I don't know if I have, but I'm going to watch it now. God. I'm going to watch it now. Yes. I'm on it.
All Valley Championships, Johnny Lawrence. Please go watch it, and then I want to have you back on and only talk about the Karate Kid, the original, okay?
I'm writing it down. I'm on it. Thank you.
All right. For you, Coming to America, surprise hit from 2021 or all-time great from 1988?
All-time great. I just watched Coming to America 2 last night on HBO Max. Definitely a movie for the kids. I don't know if it had the recklessness as the first one maybe might have had, but
it was all right. It was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
100%. Sequels is very, very hard to one up the first movie if you're a sequel. So it's tough, but I loved it. I love Coming to America, though.
All right, Rocky, for you, boxing champion or the white guy who taught Apollo's kid how to box?
probably whatever character was in Creed with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, okay. So. He was the old washed up white guy who taught Apollo's kid how to box. That's
probably perfect. It then.
Perfect. A couple more. Vlade Divac, Lakers and Kings center, or the ex-GM of the Kings and current hookah smoker?
definitely the Lakers and former Kings center. Like those, I remember I used to watch those old Lakers Kings. You know, they used to play it on ESPN Classic the time. And yep. I just stay up real late at night back in the day. You know, probably when I was 10 years old, 12 years old, just Damn. Watching on ESPN Classic game one to game seven. Right. That was my first probably exposure to real basketball. So definitely All enjoyed right. that.
We watched those ESPN Classic games when they weren't classics.
Right. But, Shams, how does that look to you? No, but seriously, like, it's a different game. Like, when you watch that, do you get sad?
I mean, it was just a different time, though, right? Like, those guys, I mean, I was just – you're just watching the All-Star game, right? And you're seeing Steph Curry and Dame Lillard shoot threes from half court. I remember I was at All-Star weekend in New York in 2015, and I think that was really the first All-Star where guys literally – we're just shooting threes like most of the game. And I'm like, is this really fun to watch? But man, I was watching on Sunday night, like watching Dame and Steph shoot from half court. That's Lude. Just next level. This is ridiculous.
You know what the Blazing Five is code for? It's code for set your money on fire if you take Collins' picks.
I think Dame should be the MVP. What do you think?
I've said it for the last few years. I think he's out of case. I don't know if he's MVP this year. I think, you know, Joel, LeBron, but he definitely should be in the top five.
Some quick hits, and we'll get you out of here. Have you ever, Al, we have a quick game of sham or no sham, by the way. Have you ever seen the Knicks be good?
I mean,
because you're young, you're 26, and I'm not certain they've been good in 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're good now, right? Like, I mean, if above 500 counts, I guess I've seen it. I guess I've seen it for the first time, maybe.
We've set the bar really, really low.
Kind of. Right?
We really have. Have you ever seen Die Hard?
I'm sure I've skimmed it and watched it in passing. I don't. Again, you guys are really
write it down, right Shams. Now. Write it down. You guys, write it down. It's okay. Who was Robin Hood? Is Robin Hood a movie or a stock trading app?
Probably a trading app for me.
Oh, God, I love this. Yeah, you're fantastic. I'm going to get you out of here right now. Sham or no sham? Very quick, and you're out of here. Sham or no sham? Your name is harder. Your last name is harder to pronounce than Wojnarowski.
I think it's easy.
Sham or no sham?
Charania.
Okay.
It's easy.
Do you?
I think it's easy.
It's Charania, right?
Either. Charania. Either which way. Okay. And honestly, I don't judge. So you can pronounce it however you want it. That's all right. It's all
at
good.
Shams Saranya on Twitter. At Shams Saranya on Twitter. But spell the last name so they have it, please.
Yeah, so first name Shams, last name Charania. The Athletic and Stadium. Let's get it.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep promoting it, man. Sham or no sham? Knicks will make the second round of the playoffs this year.
I don't even know how to answer that. I mean, it depends what seating they
sham
are. Right?
Or no sham.
I don't think it's a sham. I think there's a chance if they get home court advantage again, they're right there for home court. If they get home court, the fourth seed, I can see it. If they don't, then no.
All right. Okay, that's fair. Mike, we have a shot.
Apparently. Well, then it's coming from the guy who's never seen them good.
Yeah, exactly right. Sham or no sham, peeing in the shower?
No sham, no.
Yeah.
I feel like we all have it at some point.
Of course we have.
Yeah, we all have. Yes. Yeah, no
yes.
sham.
Yes. Yes. No. Sometimes I do it when I don't even have to shower. It's just my choices in the toilet and shower.
There are the people who answer that reluctantly yes, and then there are the people that lie. Those are the two people that answer that question.
Sham or no sham?
Come on.
Everyone has. Come on. I did this morning, just so we're all clear, okay? Sham or no sham, Tom Thibodeau will be coach of the year this year.
I mean, he's definitely going to, I mean, he's either going to be runner up or third or somewhere. I mean, it's Quinn Snyder, him. I think you got to put Monty Williams in that category. I'm probably blanking on someone else right now, but Billy Donovan, I think, has done a good job in Chicago. Excellent. So, yeah. I mean, those four. So, I mean, he's got a shot.
Ketchup on hot dogs, sham or no sham?
No sham. I assume that means yes. Like, that's normal, right?
Well, no, it's not. Oh. No, but for you, it might be. For me, it's not. That's okay.
No. I always put ketchup on my hot dogs, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, Lakers without Anthony Davis, sham or no sham?
They're not, I mean, they're definitely not winning the championship. So whatever that counts for. So
okay. Without him. So no, damn. Without him, that's,
I assume,
a sham.
A sham. Okay, yeah.
Right. Sure. All right. All right. Peeing in the pool, sham or no sham?
Same reaction. I feel like we've all done it before, but I'm at a point in my life now where it's probably a sham. So I'm not going for that right now. Not right now.
All right. Three more. You're out of here. Julius Randle is as good or better than Chris Bosh. Sham or no sham?
Look how proud you are of this question.
No, because what I call this topic is February and March. There's nothing to talk about.
Come on, guys. Chris Bosh won how many championships? Yeah.
Well, he won two.
The Hall of Famer. Yep. So.
Okay. All right. But listen, Julius Randle, if he has home court advantage, might get to the second round of the playoffs this year. I mean, come on.
You're welcome.
The Nets will never, ever be more relevant than the Knicks. Sham or no sham?
Sorry, reading a text.
Did you get a grand slam? Did you get a slam dunk? No?
Unfortunately, not on this text. Okay.
Would you tell us if you got one? Would you tell us?
Oh, of course. No, I would definitely.
Would you hold it until we posted the podcast until tomorrow?
It was funny. I was actually on Pardon My Take once, and the Markieff Morris buyout to the Lakers happened. So that literally happened during the show, which was crazy. But no, I would definitely do it in real time. You said,
The Nets will never be more relevant than the Knicks. The only reason I say that, the Nets have everything going for them. They're all healthy. I think they can make it to the NBA Finals easily. Yet the story in New York is the Knicks, not the Nets, because they're a game above 500, you know?
We'll see who's the story in, like, May, June, July, though. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yes. Yeah, so okay.
Cowherd. More like coward.
Potential there.
All right, last one. You graduated from Loyola Chicago. Great school.
Go Ramblers. Sister,
yes.
Go Ramblers. We're in the tournament. Won our conference.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sister Jean, though. My question is about Sister Jean. Sham or super sham?
She is not a sham. She's definitely not a sham. She's the truth. I actually remember her all the time when I was in school. Like, she would be everywhere. And to see her kind of become a star has been actually dope to see. So definitely not a sham. She's the real deal.
All right, man. Hey, this has been a lot of fun. Appreciate your time. You've been gracious with your time. I know it's a busy time for you. Promote everything you're doing, Shams. Tell everyone where they can find all your stuff, and I will continue to do that as we continue with the podcast.
No, I appreciate you guys. So yeah, I mean, I'm at the, you know, you can catch my written work on The Athletic, my video work on Stadium, and on Twitter at Shams Charania, on Instagram on Shams NBA. So appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, man. Thanks for making me feel old.
Thank you.
So listen, you're going to do Karate Kid and Die Hard. Come back on, and we're going to have you break down those movies.
I got you.
Okay? I'm telling you, me and Lebatard, we want to make you a big part of our show and this show. If you're interested in doing it, we'd love to do that because we think you're great.
Appreciate you guys. No, I appreciate you guys having me. And again, props to my editor, Sergio Gonzalez.
Yes. Yeah. Tell Sergio we're going to call him this week to have him on the podcast next week. Okay. Sham stories. We want some sham stories.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, Mike. That guy is young. That guy is handsome. That guy is well-spoken, smart. He's got NBA connections. Holy shit. That was good, man.
Reminds me of a young me.
Yeah, it reminds me. I got to tell you.
I hate him. I hate his guts.
I got to tell you this. Thank God Colin Cowherd said no. I invited him on. Colin said he was too busy. Thank fucking God. Stupidity.
Colin could have just said no. Did he have to tell me he has his own podcast network?
By the way, I'm in the business. I replaced Colin at ESPN, and I had no idea he had his own podcast network. Perhaps, Colin, that's something you'd like to promote on a podcast network that people actually listen to. Good thing I'm not petty. You're welcome. Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.